Hey, this is Marnie Batista from Dating with Dignity, and this is one of my favorite parts of my job where I get to talk to Dating with Dignity success stories. And this one really warms my heart because I work with a handful of men, and I love my men because they're fun, they're really coachable, and they have incredible results. And that is why Scott Jacobs is on the line with me right now. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm so happy to talk to you. So, wow, you have been on quite an incredible journey, and you are actually engaged to get married this year in 2013. So tell us about your relationship. How did you and your fiancé meet?
Well, actually, it was about 2 weeks or so after my last session with you, and I was completely centered and at a point where I was just like, you know, I'm in such a great place right now. I just want to keep meeting people and just have fun and just be me and just live and not have to, you know, worry about, you know, oh, I need to find a girlfriend. I need to find a girlfriend because I was just, that really wasn't a focus anymore. It was just about having a good time and living my own life. And a buddy of mine was throwing this Chicago Day in L.A. party where we were going to head to a bar out in Anaheim and watch the Chicago Bears versus Packers game and then go to Portillo's in Buena Park, which is a huge Chicago eatery that was brought out here, one of the like few things that Chicago has adapted out in California. And then after that, we were going to go to the Chicago Blackhawks face off the Anaheim Ducks. And then while at the bar, there's this girl. Her name is Lauren, my fiance now. Spoiler alert. you know, I was driving, and I've told her this, so it's not going to be a shock, but I was driving in with a friend, and we saw this girl in, you know, Chicago Bears hoodie, and I kind of saw that she was all dolled up and everything, and I turned to my buddy, and I'm just like, oh, gee, look, typical L.A. girl wearing Chicago stuff and all dolled up just to go to a Bears game, and as it turned out, that same girl ended up being my friend's, best girlfriend. His name is Greg, just to kind of get things a little clearer. His name's Greg, and Greg and Lauren's moms were college best friends and are still best friends. And so Lauren was there, and she just happened to sit next to me, and I was just like, ah, okay. She's actually really cute. And, you know, I kind of looked past the whole first impression that I had, and we started talking, and then, she was showing off her beautiful 3-year-old daughter. And so at that point, I was flirting a little bit, you know, and that's what guys do. And,
right.
But I saw the 3-year-old daughter. I didn't really know her at all. So I just figured, you know, she was married, and I just kind of put the brakes on, and, you know, we kept a fun conversation. And then she ran off and was hanging out with Greg's brother and catching up with him and playing darts and whatever. And so we really didn't talk that much the rest of the time, but she definitely caught my attention. Then, going along with my whole feelings, you know, I was just wanting to hang out with people. And then later on in the day, as the Bears were letting the Packers into the playoffs, I'm sitting there making jokes, and this guy comes up, this drunk guy says something like, oh, you guys going to the Ducks game? And we're like, yeah, but are you drunk? Like, are you driving? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm totally driving. I said, great. Then, you know, let us know when you leave so we know not to go on the road. And it was a lot funnier in the moment, but
right.
Lauren had heard it, and we totally had this cliche Hollywood moment where everything around us just kind of disappeared, and it was just us in the room, and we locked eyes for like what felt like 5 minutes when it was probably 2 seconds. And So then I was, my interest was really piqued, and later that, you know, we said our goodbyes and everything. She didn't come to the hockey game, and later, a couple of days ago, or not a couple of days ago, later that night, she sent a Facebook message to my friend and I, but I kind of had a feeling like this message was really just to me, saying, you know, I hope to see you guys again. It was so much fun meeting you and blah, blah, blah. And then I started hitting up my buddy Greg and trying to get details. And, you know, she was never married. And, you know, yes, she has the daughter, but, you know, the guy is really not in the picture and this and that. I'm just like, well, you know, with Marnie, she was trying to expand my horizons and everything and not be so picky and choosy. Like, it's always good to have your ideas of, you know, someone you want to be with. But, you know, she was really nice. And I just figured, well, I've never dated a single mom before, and she was nice, and, you know, let's give it a shot. And so we started talking a lot more, and we were having those 2-3 hour phone calls at night, and we really started just clicking, and we learned more about each other, and I was really starting to dig this girl. And I just decided, you know what, all in, let's do it. And we decided to set up a date just to get together, and, you know, definitely not according to how you would have normally have done things. She ended up coming over to my place. I was going to make breakfast, and we were going to watch the Chicago Bears-Seattle Seahawks game. So it was definitely a little more forward than, you know, the coffee date or, you know, the more low-key, low-pressure situation. But it was just kind of like, let's just do it. It just kind of felt right. And but the crazy thing about this entire situation is that literally the night before we were supposed to get together, we were talking on the phone, and I find out that through Greg that Lauren's mom went to the same high school that my mom did. And then I was starting to, I was like, well, they're kind of the same age. This is going to be weird. So I text Lauren, and I'm like, hey, does your mom know my mom? And Lauren gave my mom's name, and her mom flipped out. We end up finding out that not only did they go to high school together and, you know, were good acquaintances, they were at junior high, elementary school together. They grew up literally a block and a half away from each other. Our aunt and uncle played house together when they were kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and our grandmothers were Girl Scout leaders together.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. We, like, had this moment where we're just like, oh my God. And then I just kind of broke the ice a little bit and said, well, at least we know we have the approval of our Jewish mothers without having either of us having to meet them.
that's so great.
Yeah, so I know it was a long-winded story, but...
No, it's so good. Well, first of all, I think it's really great because here's the thing, a couple things. One is there are lots of great men out there in the world, men like Scott who are looking for a great relationship and can really look to really get to know someone and not put their situation first. So I think that's really amazing. And the other thing is, you know, you had that breakfast date, but, you know, you had built the connection. You were talking on the phone. And I really love this story. And the third thing, you know, just the teaching point even here is, you know, when you're out loving your life and you're doing things that you love, you meet like-minded people. So Lauren's out, like, doing a Chicago day in L.A. She's a Chicagoan. You have that Midwest value. You're out there doing the same thing, and it's a really great way. So I appreciate it. I love the details. It's women mostly listening. We all love the details. So now tell me this. So, you know, I know, you know, how you sort of were and what your history was, but tell the people who are listening, what was your dating and relationship life like before you started working with Dating with Dignity?
I was pretty much a slave to the whole internet dating world. to the point where I always say that if I only knew what I was doing way back when with AOL and when people would always, like, search for other people in the area by, you know, location and age and all that jazz, and, you know, before online dating was a thing, like, I would have been a millionaire. you know, I did J-Date, I did Match, I was going to try eHarmony, but I got rejected because they didn't have any matches for me. Like, the whole bar scene wasn't my thing, and because I was just too shy of a person. And I tell Lauren all the time, like, if I would have just seen you at a bar, not in a social mutual friend party atmosphere, I would never approach her because she's so beautiful, and I've always been intimidated by all of that. But you know, so the bar scene was never my thing. I was very much all about internet dating, and you know, what essentially got me to search out help finally, and thankfully I was introduced to you, was I was noticing a pattern that I do, and that pattern was, you know, I would find someone online and we would connect, have fun, and then within a month or so I would either get bored and just run away, and just, you know, or I would get too invested and I would fall really hard, and then the girl just wasn't into it at all, and then I ended up getting hurt, and this ended up happening to me right before I came to you. And like, I went out on a few dates with this girl, was totally falling for, you know, what she stood for, not who she was, and totally approaching the situation completely wrong, and saying things, doing things that should never have even come up, having only A, met someone online, and B, only knowing them for a week and a half or 2 weeks. You know, I got too invested because I felt that I was not good enough for anybody. So the moment anyone showed me a sign of attention, I ran to it, and she crushed me because I was being too affectionate or wanting to see her too much. And, you know, I smothered her, but then I was completely crushed. And then I was just like, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? Like, this is 2 weeks, dude. Doing this. And that's when I realized that I always was doing something along those lines. And I was like, all right, I think it's time for life coaching or relationship dating advice. Like, this has got to stop. Otherwise, I'm never going to break this pattern. And that's when I was introduced to you.
That's so, what I love about that is that you have the insight to really know that it was a pattern. You know, we call them the romantic rut, and that you realize you kept doing it again and again, and making that decision to sort of stop. And what's one of the biggest things, like, when you think about overall what you walked away with, what really changed for you, what is that?
What changed for me with working with you is, you know, I went in wanting just relationship advice and dating advice and how can I be approaching things differently. And I remember even saying to you within our third or fourth session, something like that, something along those lines is like, I love the advice, and like, your dating advice was just, you know, so spot on. And obviously, being a woman, you knew what women were thinking, so that
right?
helped. But like, meeting with you isn't necessarily always revolving around the dating world as it is just around life in general. And what I gained more from with you, in addition to the dating advice, was just the life coaching and how to approach life differently, and how all the choices we make, you know, make a difference and you can get yourself centered. I mean, I think I can't remember the exercise we did exactly, but it was something along the lines of, you know, being in a space and being in a, you know, think of yourself in a small circle and then take a step forward and start envisioning yourself and empowering yourself to be taking up more space. And, you know, I'm sorry, I can't remember the...
No, I remember. It's like expanding, being present. And, I remember it. That's cool.
and, you know, so it was more or less focusing on myself and not worrying about how to just get a girlfriend, because that's not what, in my opinion, I don't think that's what it's about. It's about looking internally and you helping me to get to that point and realize that I had to really, you know, turn 180 and look at myself and look inside, and you helped me get there and just become empowering of my own self. And, you know, so I just loved how you showed me to just be a better version of me. And that's what, I mean, this interview would go on for an hour if I tried to recall every single nook and cranny, because like there really isn't one thing to take away from what you gave me, because they're stepping stones, and each new element that you gave always, I'm trying to think of the right word here, but every element that you gave me in each new session always reverted back to what we talked about the session before, and we just kept building on that and expanding on it. So it's, I mean, everything is intertwined. I mean, it's, yeah, I hope that answers the question.
And I think what's really cool, and you pointed out really well, is when you came to me, you're in this place of like, you know, someone is interested in you, so you take the attention, that lack of sort of esteem and confidence and self-love. And then you end up, you know, a few months later, and here you are in this really confident place, really just wanting to connect and have a good time. And that's the place where you meet the love of your life. And that is typically what happens. And what's cool is it can happen. It doesn't take 10 years to do it. You did it, you know, in 3 or 4 months. So I think it's you articulated it beautifully. So thank you.
Sure.
So, okay, one or two other questions. One is there any specific time that something that you learned about yourself or a tool that you learned has helped you in your relationship or helped you to take it to the next level or be who you wanted to be in that relationship?
You know, honestly, the biggest thing was, you know, honestly, was to just not run away and revert back to my old self. Because any challenge that's worth fighting for is going to be scary. And, you know, what's amazing about my relationship with Lauren is our communication. And, we don't fight. I mean, of course we, you know, we bicker, about little things here and there. We've had maybe like, I think maybe one serious fight, but even then, like, they're not fights. We're just trying to better our relationship and understand each other. But I would say, yeah, the biggest thing for me is just not, you know, it's focusing on just being who I am now and realizing who I am, and not trying to run away, because I've certainly have hit the same milestones with my relationship with Lauren that I've hit before. But before, I would always just say, you know what, I'm good. I got my fill. went on some dates, had fun, you know, whatever, and all right, on to the next one. But there, from the very beginning, I knew that there was just something so special about Lauren. And then once her daughter and I really started hanging out, and, you know, because I took things a little faster in that category because her daughter was getting sick a lot, and I realized, well, if I don't meet her daughter soon, then I'll never see Lauren at all because she needs to take care of her daughter. And, you know, her daughter enriches my life in ways that I never thought could happen. And, you know, of course, just dealing with the life change there and, you know, just finding the balance. And, you know, there's definitely been a lot of walls that we've broken down together. And Lauren and I just, we communicate, we talk, and we're very open. You know, maybe not right away. There, you know, she'll push and push until I finally open up, and I'll do the same with her. And we just kind of conquer our typical walls that we encountered, and just kind of keep moving forward. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely been scary, but she's truly the love of my life, and she makes me a better person. It'll be great once we can finally move in together, because she lives down in Irvine and I'm up in Studio City. So for 2 years, we've essentially been in a long-distance relationship, certainly not as challenging as I know other couples out there who are an airplane right away. But, you know, we've had our ups and downs, but we've never given up on each other, and that's been the most gratifying and challenging thing.
That's amazing, and that happens with women as well as men, is, you know, we get to these certain points, and if we don't have the support or the confidence or the communication skills, you know, we go back to those old default tendencies and fight or flight. So that's awesome. So I'm so excited. Everyone who's female is listening to this going, I want to meet someone like Scott, and all the men are like, wow, that dude totally got it together. He's so happy. I want to be like that. So you're totally inspiring, everyone. So, all right, last thing. So what would you tell someone who's, like, curious about working with Dating with Dignity? They came to the site, they spent the time to listen to this, something's not working in their life. What would you say to that person?
I would say if you're ready to put the time in and you're ready to take a stand for yourself and really take charge of your life, then, you know, working with Marnie and Dating with Dignity will be the best decision for this current chapter in your life, so that you can get ready to, you know, start your next chapter healthy and be on the right path. And, you know, I would say that, you know, people are doing a disservice to themselves if they don't come to you, because, you know, and we didn't even work that long together, you know, in the grand scheme of things. I mean, work for me really picked up and whatnot, but, you know, we worked together for 10 weeks and they were intense. And, you know, so it's just like, I mean, I would still love to be working with you because, you know, we're never a finished product. But what I'm saying is that, you know, if you're ready to put the effort in and really take the time to listen and work, like, you know, it's not about the quantity. It's totally about the quality. And that is all that you are about, Marnie. It's all about the quality, and you're just there to help people when they need it. And, you know, that's why your business is successful, and, you know, you command the clientele that you can't, because the people that are really wanting to work are ready to work with you.
I love that. Wow, that was really well said. Thank you so much. Well, I personally have loved catching up with you, and you are such a great man, and what a lovely story, and I'm so happy for the both of you, and I cannot wait until I get to see the wedding pictures, and congratulations. Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. I love absolutely talk. I had asked Lauren, you know, if how she would feel about me talking, and she loved it. And, you know, I love sharing our story. I mean, I would love to talk for another hour and talk about what it's been like on my journey and life changes from, you know, being a single man to, you know, taking on a family. And, you know, her daughter has started calling me dad, which just warms my heart to no end. And I mean, there's so much more to say, but, you know, I can't thank you enough for, you know, for putting me on the path that you did and, you know, just showing me the way.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much. We'll have to get you on a man panel live soon, and you can tell the story to a live group because you are certainly inspiring. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I will look forward to that.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marnie. Take care.